Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim travels to sunny Florida,
where I catch some ultralight beams. Hey, Patrick. Thanks for having me over again.
Absolutely. Hi. Sorry the traffic was so bad.
Yeah, I already consumed one of your Guinnesses.
Can I get
very
you an-
quickly?
Can I get you another one?
Although somebody wrote us and said we should be drinking other beer besides Guinness. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's our friend Michael Wagner from Houston, Texas, and we're going to work with Michael to get something together on a sponsorship. I think he was kind of a Dogfish Head fan.
It's not that I don't like other beer, but well,
it's Guinness.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, but
it's a meal.
He's going to send us some product, right? Is that the deal that he has with us? Right?
I believe he's going to send us at least a 12-pack.
Care packages with, things that he likes that we should try,
That's right. I'm pretty sure. And then we'll decide maybe one of these could be the beer of Rockin' the Suburbs.
All right. Sounds good. So thank you for mentioning that the name of the show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and I am Jim Lenihan.
And I remain Patrick Foster.
And is there a point where you will not remain?
I should stop remaining. I think it goes in and out, actually. Sometimes I remain, and sometimes I'm not remaining. Okay. I don't know what that means.
I figured you were the only one. Who knew?
I don't know. You know what I'm like, Jim, is like a piece of driftwood. I just kind of wash up different places and dry out for a little while and then get wet again.
And I also got to say, the listeners can't see this, but I can see it across the table here, that you have on an Ear Ecstasy shirt. And Ear Ecstasy was the record store in Louisville, Kentucky, where I used to live. And you got this because of Bish?
That's right. My friend the Bish, who lived in Louisville for a while, gave this to me one year very generously as a Christmas gift. So I love it. And, you know, he went long sleeve. And if you're going to send me a shirt, send me a long sleeve because I like those.
It covers up your tattoos.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah, that Seals and Crofts tattoo was a bad idea.
All right. Well, nice shirt. Ear Ecstasy is
no more.
It's closed. It's a really weird thing very quickly about that store was that it was like sort of the big independent record store in Louisville. And then it had the misfortune of sort of like closing right before kind of like the vinyl resurgence happened.
Really bad timing. Yeah. When bad timing happens to good people.
Yeah. So
good albums.
That was too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I brought for you. It's sort of a late Christmas gift.
All right.
Because here we are into the end of January now. And back when it was the holiday time and I took a little time off and went with the family down to Florida, and we went to visit my wife's family. They live in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Oh, Punta Gorda. Yeah.
That is near Fort Myers on the Gulf Coast.
It's on the Gulf side.
Yes.
The Gulf water's warm like a bathtub.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We went down there and it was really nice. We had a few days in Florida, stayed at the in-laws and got to see some extended family, some of my wife's extended family.
Fantastic.
And what I did, and they allowed this, even though, you know, there's all these security rules around traveling, but they allowed me to take this recording equipment and all these wires and cables and everything on with me on the plane.
Right. You had that duct taped to your body as you walked through the...
That might have raised some suspicions, right? And
Derek Smalls.
I took it, and then on one of the days when I was down there, we set the stuff up on the lanai. Do you know what a lanai is?
I want to say it's a Latin for some sort of porch or overhang or something.
Is it Latin? It might be.
Veranda? I don't know.
When I was growing up in Ohio, we called it a patio.
Yeah. Okay.
But down there, they call it lanai.
Maybe it's Hawaiian. It almost sounds Hawaiian.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we hung out, and I was able to record a couple of interviews. The one we're going to play on this episode is with my 16-year-old nephew, Brennan Peters.
Nice.
And the reason why I wanted to do that was just because, I don't know about you, but I always just like to hear what music the kids are into and try to sort of, you know, see if I can relate in some way or see how it relates to what I remember from being a kid all those many years ago. And it was fun.
Well, you know, I don't know how your experience is, but, you know, I've been through a couple of teenagers, and if you can get a relative or a direct relation who's 16 to say more than two sentences to you, you've done a pretty damn good job, because they ain't talking a lot at that age.
Well, it should be noted that my 16-year-old daughter does not come on the show.
Yeah, well noted.
Yes.
And my 17-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
We don't even discuss her.
Yeah.
She is she who will not be named.
But Brennan was great. He came on the show. And so why don't we listen to that conversation now?
Great.
Sound good?
All right.
Okay. So we're here on the Lanai in Punta Gorda, Florida. Spending some time with family, and I'm here with my nephew, Brennan Peters. And Brennan, thanks for being on the show.
Yep, it's no problem. Honored to be here.
And the reason why I wanted to have Brennan on is because, like my daughter, he is a junior in high school. You go to school in Illinois.
Yep.
What's the name of the school?
Hananiga High School.
Okay. And I always like visiting with some of the younger folk because they clue me in on what's popular these days. It's stuff that I get a little bit through my kids, but they generally don't like to talk to me. So there's that. So Brennan has been nice enough to share with us a couple of songs that he really likes. And Brennan, first of all, tell us a little bit about what kind of music overall you listen to.
I'm kind of in the hip hop and R&B scene type of deal. It's kind of just upbeat, a lot of bass. Something that you can get hyped to, really. Good pregame songs, you know.
Pregame because you're an athlete?
Yes.
Okay, and so it's important that the music have, like, some kind of emotional appeal or something like that.
Depends
energetic.
On what mood you're in. Yeah, like, if I'm feeling sad, I'll listen to some emotional music, like some Drake or something. But if I'm feeling good, I'll listen to some Kanye or Chance the Rapper or something.
And is hip-hop sort of, like, the biggest thing in your school among your friends?
Yeah, in my school, really, in my area, in my county, pretty much. Everybody listens to it.
Okay, all right. So, tell us about the first song that you want to play.
The first song is Ultralight Beam by Kanye West.
Okay, and what do you like about that song?
It's just kind of a soulful song. You can just kind of jam to it. And my favorite part in is Chance the Rapper's verse. He just has a really clever verse where he just uses a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think about. But when he says it, you're kind of like, oh, wow, that was brilliant.
All right, cool. So let's hear a little bit of that right now.
No one can judge. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was Anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Tell me another underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. He said let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak. This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah. I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of the lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything.
First of all, I know that song.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. So I know a little bit about Kanye West, not a ton, but I've heard that song before.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty popular one, right?
Yeah, I'd say so, probably. I don't know. I showed it to a lot of my friends, but I might have just been the first person. I'm not really sure.
Okay. And what is it that you like about... Are you a big fan of Kanye West sort of in general or sort of a newer fan to his music? Or?
Not really a big fan of like him in general, just kind of a few of his songs I like, I enjoy. Because most of the time he's featuring Chance the Rapper, so I like it because of that.
Okay, cool.
I'm a big Chance fan.
Well, and he has a whole album that came out this year that was very well received.
Yeah, The Life of Pablo.
Well, I mean, but then Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah, Chance the Rapper did too. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool.
The Coloring Book.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what does your dad think about your musical choices? Do you guys, you know, bond over music, or do you have different opinions on this stuff?
Depending on what kind of songs I play, he digs that song, and I've shown him a few artists that he actually enjoys that do rap and hip hop. So it's kind of depends on what kind of music I'm listening to. Depends on what artist, really.
And I noticed, you know, you were very quickly able to pull up these songs on your phone. So how do you listen to music? How is it that kids today sort of listen to music, discover music, all that? Like, you don't have a collection of like albums or CDs or anything?
No,
like that.
I use apps. You can get Spotify Premium, which is like $10 a month. If you have an iPhone, Apple Music, it's pretty much all at your fingertips, really. So you don't really have to buy anything anymore. But a lot of my friends they have record players and they buy new rap albums on vinyl because that's
really
cool. Yeah. My friend just bought The Life of Pablo and J. Cole's first album that he ever dropped for his record player that his girlfriend got him for Christmas. It's pretty cool.
What do you think what's the appeal of having it on vinyl when you can just stream it?
I think it's just kind of one of those materialistic things. It's kind of cool because it combines two different generations, really. Like, it's like the new era put on an old theme, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it's just kind of cool.
Okay, but what is amazing to me these days is that you can just basically call up basically like any album you want to listen to and just hear it. There's like, so when somebody says like, hey, you got to check this out, you can just listen to it right away.
Yeah, within 15 seconds, you can probably find it somewhere.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so
pretty good stuff.
Does that give you a chance to sort of like explore a lot of music and...
Yeah.
You know, because there's no real risk. You know, you can just listen to it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay anything extra for it, right?
I probably download on average like 10 songs a day. I go through feeds and I just go through explore different mixtapes, albums, kind of exploring different artists, seeing what I like.
Cool.
And then just hit download. It's right there.
Okay.
Forever.
All right. So let's take our little break right now, and then we're going to come back and you're going to tell us about another song.
Sounds
really
good.
Like. All right, cool.
Jim, I think something's wrong with me.
What is it this time?
I dreamt about Courtyard again last night.
You keep having this recurring dream. What is this all about?
You know, Courtyard, Jim, they're the band that kicks off the music for our show. That kicks off when it kicks off.
Yeah, and have they done anything else?
I don't know.
They have, actually. You can find Courtyard albums on iTunes or Bandcamp or Spotify.
Wow.
You can also find a website with all this information about Courtyard. They're a band out of Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way. And you can find them at courtyard42.com. In fact, they have a new album coming out they're working on right now. It's about Bigfoot. It's called Squatch, an Odyssey in Space and Time. I mean, you got to check that out.
That was my dream while I just ordered 2 Courtyard t-shirts.
That sounds both fascinating and horrifying at the same time.
Yes, it does.
And we are back on the Lanai. It is a lovely day. We were out on the boat yesterday. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive the boat a little bit.
I did, yes.
And how was that?
That was pretty cool. I've never driven a boat that big. I've driven smaller boats, but nothing that on that kind of scale.
Yeah. And it's pretty great being down here in Florida as opposed to snowy Illinois, right?
Oh, yeah. It's way better. It's freezing in Illinois. It was like, I think the week before I left, it was like -4 or something. It was really bad. Lots of snow.
Okay. And so before we get into the next song, do you talk about music a lot with your friends? Is that like a big thing or is it more just...
Yeah, that's a big thing with us. Like if we're sitting in a car, like if... like 3 or 4 of my friends were all going to like the movies or something or going to a different friend's house, we'll usually be like, oh, did you hear this new album or did you hear this new song? This is super sweet. And then we'll play it. We'll just pass that person the aux cord and then we just kind of share music that way. So yeah, I'd say it's a big thing.
So you and my daughter, Mackenzie, you guys are cousins and you're the same age. I think you were born like 3 weeks apart or something like that. You're able to kind of spend some time together here. Did you guys talk about music at all together or did not
we kind
not
of shared
up?
What artists we listen to, what kind of music we listen to. I didn't really share any songs in general. I think 1 or 2, but we just kind of talked about what we like to listen to in general.
I think she, well, she likes Drake.
Yeah,
so
she
guys
told
might
me,
have that in common. Yeah. But other than that, I'm not sure you guys have a lot in common.
I heard her mention Kanye too.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of.
Right now, she's obsessed with the Hamilton soundtrack. You yeah. listen to that at all?
Not really. No. Okay. Not really.
Well, you'll have to.
It sounds like something I'd be interested in.
All right, cool. Okay, so what's the next song you want to play?
The next song will be "Sad" by Cody Shane featuring Lil Yachty.
Cody Shane yep. featuring Lil Yachty.
Yes, Lil Boat.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
Sad.
Sad, okay. Let's hear that, and then you can talk about why you like it.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
I just
want to
be sad. I just want to be sad. That I'm kicking is all about you. It's me and you. Like, was I really tripping? Cause I thought me and you was supposed to be together. Now I'm sitting here just thinking to myself, it would kill me to see you with somebody else. To do the things you do with a whole nother girl. Are you crazy? Boy, you're minding no one else's. Hold me tight and no one else can. Competition not existing. That you would call me and tell me that you're sorry. I'm sitting home alone, thinking I'm a fool. I wish that you would call me and tell me that you're sorry. I just wanna be sad. I just wanna be sad.
Okay, so what do you like about that song?
It's just kind of vibey. I don't know. The lyrics aren't really what I'm into. The whole sad thing and emotional relationships, I'm not really like that, but it just sounds good. I don't know. I don't really listen to it unless I'm in my car. It's just kind of a nice song.
It's like
to
a
drive
good driving
to.
Song?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those.
Who had control of the stereo on your long drive down here from Illinois?
It was kind of like a shared thing. When I was driving, I was changing the station, all the hip-hop stations, through the cities and stuff, just whatever we could find. But we listened to a little bit of classic rock and stuff. We kind of shared. Depending on who was driving, pretty much picked the music.
Okay, and so this leads to a question I want to ask you. What do you, as a 16-year-old, consider to be old music?
Old music, like Led Zeppelin, Johnny Cash, that kind of deal. Huh? But I still listen to them. I listen to Johnny Cash and stuff a little bit, not much, but a little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah, and Beastie Boys. I like Beastie Boys. That's a good
yeah.
Artist.
That's from like your dad's day.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's era.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool because the other two like predate.
Yeah,
even your dad. Like if you can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. No, he's young. He's only 41.
I once asked my son Patrick to tell me about his old bands or older music that he likes. And he said, I know three old bands. The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and Nirvana.
Okay.
And that was funny. That Nirvana was lumped in with those other two.
I like anyway, the Beatles. Yeah. I listen to the Beatles.
All right, that's cool. All right. So one thing I noticed about both of your song picks here is that they're kind of... You describe them as being kind of like energetic and get you pumped up, but they seem kind of like mid-tempo kind of stuff
yeah,
to me, right?
Yeah, neither of those are really pumped up songs, but they're just kind of good songs. I have a lot of music. Like when you look in my library, I have over 3,000 songs. So it's just kind of trying to pick three, narrow it down is a little bit tough, but I definitely have some all different kinds of
but
music.
But they both have like sort of a good groove, you
yeah,
know, that
yeah.
kind of gets you in the
groovy
right mood.
Music, yeah.
Right.
That's kind of like my main... thing that I listen to is just groovy.
Okay. And how do you discover this stuff? Like you word of mouth or are you kind of like searching your, you know, online yourself or what are you doing?
My one friend, his cousin is a DJ mm-hmm. for like nightclubs and stuff. So a lot of times I'll get my music from him. But when I find it independently, it's kind of exploring on SoundCloud or if somebody drops a new mixtape, I pretty much follow everybody I listen to. So it's just kind of like, oh, they dropped something new, so I'm going to go listen to that, and if I like it, I'll download it.
So you're following them on SoundCloud, and then you get like an alert or something like that.
Yeah, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
That's cool. That's amazing. All right.
All right.
Thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, no problem.
This is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's good. Good talk.
All right. All right, so that was my interview with Brennan, and as you could see, he's really into the hip-hop.
Yep, he likes it, man. But you know, I'm a Kanye West fan. I respect, he works on a grand scale. He uses a large canvas. I respect that.
And, you know, it was fun, as we were talking, that he particularly likes the Chance the Rapper parts and the Kanye record, too. And I know you're a big Chance fan, right?
Big, big fan. Man, Coloring Book was a fantastic album.
Yeah.
And speaking of... 16-year-olds, I will say, regarding Chance the Rapper, I was at one of my daughter's soccer games this year, and it wasn't long after Chance had played in our area, and a kid walked by, you know, with the number 3 hat, you know, because he's got the number 3, that's Chance's thing.
Oh,
he's got the big number 3. Look at the cover of Culling Book, you know, the hat I'm talking about. And I said, hey, man, that was the show last night. And he looked at me literally like I had just jabbed him with like a cattle prod or a taser. What is this old man doing? Knowing that I went to the Chance the Rapper concert last night. Yeah.
That's good. So, that's probably a good feeling.
Though. Yeah. And my daughter said, don't talk to anyone anymore.
Yeah, that's what daughters will do. Okay. So tomorrow we are going to come back with another interview I recorded in Florida with my brother-in-law. That would be Brennan's father, Mike.
Sweet.
And that was fun because then it's more like two guys closer in age talking about new music and relating to their kids to music and stuff like that.
You mean Mike Peters?
His name is Mike Peters, yes.
From The Alarm?
If only that were true.
With that hair?
But I,
God,
I give
the
you
stand?
I give you great credit for making that connection, right?
Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Well done. All right. So please subscribe to Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes. You can also listen on Audio Boom or Stitcher. We're on Stitcher now.
Stitcher. Yep.
You can email the show at suburbspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Twitter or Facebook at suburbspod. That's P-O-D, suburbspod. And you can also call the Suburban Party Line.
Yes,
we're calling
you
it. Mm-hmm. That number is
612-440-1984.
You almost missed your cue there.
That's right. Let's try that again.
612-440-1984.
21 and over, please.
Call that number. All right. I'm Jim Linehan.
I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.